The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, hosted a two-day communication workshop on March 26 to 27 at its headquarters in St. Kitts. The workshop brought together journalists and media practitioners from across the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, ECCU, under the theme Connect, Engage, Align, Optimizing Central Banking Communication and Strengthening Partnership. ECCB Governor Timothy N.J. Antoine addressed the media practitioners in attendance, acknowledging the challenges facing the industry.
Colleagues, we live in a difficult and dangerous world. I don't need to tell you that. You see the news, you are the news, you cover it, and you're covering it, you are the news. But the reality is that we are just trying to navigate our way as small states in a difficult, hostile environment that often sees us as, if not invisible, indispensable. Dispensable. They could just discard us. So we have to fight for our spot, fight to have our voices heard, fight to put our case, fight to create a space for us to hopefully not just survive, but thrive. This is a daily undertaking. And you and media have a key role to play in partnership with us and others to project and to protect what we do and to advance our interests.
Sessions covered a broad range of topics, including the fundamentals of monetary policy, digital payments, and financial inclusion. A significant focus was placed on data interpretation and economic storytelling, encouraging journalists to move beyond headline figures and provide audiences with context and real-world impact. Discussions also addressed how to translate complex policy decisions into clear, accessible language for the general public. A notable moment during Deputy Governor Dr. Valda F. Henry's presentation explored the history and resilience of the EC dollar peg, recognized as one of the longest standing, continuously maintained currency pegs in the world. Of particular interest was the fact that the peg rate was determined by the exchange rate, in effect on the day the agreement was signed.
The question I keep always asking, and which is what that keeps me motivated and keeps me grounded to continue to serve, is what must we do to truly transform our region so that people, as Governor Antoine in the 2016 strategic plan, one of the questions, what do we need to do to ensure that people do not just strive, but they thrive? So when people ask me what keeps me up at night, what can we do? What strategies can we pursue to ensure that transformation? And that's what I say to the staff. We must also first transform what we do at ECCB and how we serve, keeping to our star mantra, so that we can go out and provide good policy advice to the government. We can provide, you know, support to the business community, partnership and collaboration.
Director of Public Relations, Shermalyn Kirby, also spoke to the bank's commitment to improving its media engagement.
Mostly positive feedback. We are pleased, we are happy, but we are also thankful for the overall feedback to see where we can improve going forward. Improve how we deliver another program like this, improve how we communicate with the media, improve our relationship, how we engage.
The workshop broadened the understanding of the full scope of the ECCB's role within member states, much of which goes underreported. It also reinforced the importance of accurate, context-driven financial journalism at a time when economic developments have direct consequences for households and businesses across the region. The workshop was held ahead of two significant institutional milestones: the launch of the ECCB's 2026 to 2031 strategic plan on March 31st, and the 50th anniversary of the Eastern Caribbean dollar's peg to the U.S. dollar on July 7th. For today's special report, I'm Raisa Bruce-Lyle.